This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, it's a Thursday. It is a Thursday. It is a Thursday that is identified as June 11th, 2020. Things are expanding. Our horizons are big. We're growing and growing and growing every day. DJV Show, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen on the air, thinking about why it is that society gets as crazy as it does. Okay, two examples. Ready? Jennifer?
Ready. Yes.
The people in radio who manage urban radio stations have an organization. And the organization of urban radio stations wants to change the way urban radio stations are called or referred to because they don't think that urban serves the needs of what the music industry really is all about these days. Urban music, for those who don't know, or urban stations are mostly black stations, like are the rhythm and blues stations, pretty much black artists. And so somebody has suggested that the term urban is offensive. I'm trying to figure that one out. I don't know.
Well, it's very limiting, and that's why the Grammys, we did that story earlier today, too, that the Grammys have also changed the urban category. It's now called progressive.
Okay, but why? What is there about, why is urban, what's in a word? Why that word
in a word
problematic? I don't understand.
So here's why I take issue with it. Because I've always heard urban, and actually it's always bothered me. Because to me, urban is about a city, right? It's an urban environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
so
yeah.
For me, I never quite understood, like, what is city music? Like,
it's very limiting. Yeah.
It became like a, I mean,
it, how
does
did
that
it
mean
start,
that,
I wonder? I wonder
well,
how
does that mean people in the country can't listen to urban music?
Urban music.
It's just,
right.
So it's limiting, I think, a little bit, and I think they probably did it tongue-in-cheek because there's country music, but I think we know what country music is, perhaps.
That's exactly how it started. For those of us in radio who've been around for a while, that's exactly what it was. Country music, that was for the country folks, and urban music for the city folks. That's where it came from.
But it's so dumb now because everything has grown so much, and... I don't know. I think it's kind of a dumb name. I would just wish they'd call it after the genre. I mean, either it's going to be rock, rap, hip hop, R&B, you know, whatever it is, that would be kind of the classification, I think.
Yeah.
So you know what you're getting at least.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
It is confusing though. There's urban top 40 and there's like top 40 R&B. Like it's a very, yeah, it's weird. There are a lot of, and I think if anyone who has Sirius XM in their car is used to seeing a million different categories of music, so to just say urban is a pretty generic.
And I think it's mostly for industry people anyway, because who really like goes, I'm listening to the urban station
right now. All right, so let's carry it one step further then. HBO Max is removing Gone with the Wind from its library. HBO Max said, the movie is a product of its time. These racist depictions were wrong then and are wrong today, and we felt that to keep this title up without an explanation and a denouncement of those depictions would be irresponsible. I think that is the craziest. What if you don't want to watch it? I noticed that Megyn Kelly got all worked up about this for some reason. I don't even know who was talking
about it. Well, I know why. Because she was canceled for asking the question about blackface. And so she lost her job because of something where she was actually trying to initiate a conversation. It wasn't even that she was making a statement.
I'd forgotten about that, but yeah, now I remember,
So that's why she is...
But she brings up the question, she makes the statement, which is 100% accurate, if you don't like the movie, then don't watch it. Why prohibit somebody? You are legislating freedom of choice. So there is no freedom of choice. So let's say you want to watch the movie. for whatever the reason. There are many reasons to want to watch Gone with the Wind, whether it's to learn the lessons of the moment and see how bad it was back then, or to see the magnificence of how a movie was put together in the 1930s.
Or history depicted in art. That's something we used to celebrate.
Yeah.
And that, I'm really disturbed because I feel like people who have a differing opinion are just getting shut down and no one's actually having conversations and talking, and pieces of our history we don't like, we just want to, like,
blast out. So does Gone with the Wind, ladies, perpetrate racism? That movie?
I think it portrays, I don't know that it perpetrates, but it portrays racism.
Well, isn't it important for us to look at it and say, wow, that's not the way I want my world to be?
Well, I mean, I'm the wrong person to talk to because I hate this movie. So I don't care who sees it or doesn't.
My mom loves it. See, I guess this is my mom's very favorite movie and her very favorite book. Since she was a kid, this has been something that she loved. And it's not because my mom is racist. In fact, anything...
No,
you know,
that
the
word
furthest
is
thing
well,
from
so
it,
overused. My God.
But
it just,
I
don't particularly
really
like the movie either, Victoria, to be honest with you. I've never
it's
really
very long.
Liked it. It's, but it's not that. It's just
it's depressing.
Heavy. It's boring. Oh my God! Yes,
like
that
it.
Is. It's really depressing.
Yeah. You, but, so but for that, if you guys meet my mom, never say this to her. It's almost like fighting
next
words.
Time
if
I
you
see
attack,
her, I'm gonna
if you attack
that.
Paul McCartney or Gone with the Wind, they're like it's
you're
a
done, movie. Right?
But I disagree with HBO Max yanking it. You know, it should. If you want to put a little warning, like if someone doesn't know what Gone with the Wind is about, and you're watching it as a family movie, there should be a little thing in the beginning, you know, like a trigger warning, like, hey, look, there's some racist stuff in this. This was a product of its time, or whatever, and that should be enough. If that's how
so
they,
we need
you know,
to
have
a trigger
they put
warning,
an R rating in front of violent movies. Put a rating that's rated B for black. I don't whatever, but you know.
Right. If we have ratings. Yeah, that's my point. If we have ratings for you know how old kids should be to watch it, then there should be a sensitivity rating or something.
The thing that makes this country great is we have freedom. And if we're not careful, that freedom is getting slowly sucked
away. That's exactly the point. Thank you.
And
exactly
you have the freedom to watch things.
You have the freedom to be a dumb SOB. You can be a stupid... Yeah, excuse me, Jennifer. I'm cranked up about this.
I know. It's just it seems so silly. We're getting so far away from...
Reaction.
What is actually
called.
Makes this country really good.
Yeah. All right. So there's a lot of discussion continuing this focus for another minute or two, if we can, on defunding the police. And the point has been made by some that if you defund the police, how are those who are in need of protection, the suggestion is black people, going to be protected? I don't know whether that's coming from the police or from politicians or from black groups or whatever. I know that around here, we have a black mayor, and the police chief has been very forthcoming in participating in all of the activities that have been set forth by this mayor when it comes to recognition of what's going on at the moment or what we need to do about diversity. Yada, yada, yada. And I don't know. I don't know whether he's being sincere or he's just being protective of his job. But I think that there are lots of reasons we need to sit down. I don't know if it's conversation. I guess maybe that is what helps. But thinking. Think. Thinking your thoughts and what all of this stuff means. We're getting bombarded with things. And I think that's what frustrates people. I mean, frankly, one of the reasons that they're frustrated is because they don't know how to think things through because they're not being taught at home or at school how to really think. They follow. They don't lead. There's always been followers and always been leaders, but I suggest to you there are fewer good leaders around, as exemplified by who's running for office, whether it's president or governor or, you know, there aren't a lot of good candidates, frankly. I don't see a lot of good candidates. I certainly don't see a lot of them. Locally, for sure. Everybody's running. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to put up with a baloney, yada, yada, yada.
And it's going to be the same lesson, by the way, for police departments. If we continue throwing urine at them and spitting at them and talking about them and defunding them, who do you think is going to be left? And I'll tell you what, if it's not going to be social workers that are going to be walking in the middle of a domestic violence thing where a husband has pulled a wife on a gun. It's not going to be someone at a school shooting who's going to be able to talk a school shooter out of it. I mean, we have to be really careful here. The more this heats up, the good people are going to filter out, and more of the bad people are going to filter in because that's all that's going to there'll be room for.
Well, if you have smaller police departments, though, and better salaries, then you can actually, you can get better candidates.
I think that's a big problem. The calls to defund everything.
So do we need to not have politicians involved? Mark Cuban did a sort of a an online thing called Courageous Conversation that was outside their stadium, but it was on YouTube, I think, or, you know, it was carried by... Doesn't he own Access TV? I think he, cable, yeah, that's his thing. So anyway, he said we need to radically transform the way we do policing in this country and this community, speaking about Dallas. And so, but he wanted business leaders to have the conversation, not officials. He didn't want, he didn't invite the mayor, he didn't invite any politicians, he invited business colleagues or people. And that may be a good step. I think that we need to make this broader, not just follow the leaders. Okay, the mayor says this, and the city council chairman says that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. They have their point of view, want to listen to it, but I want to hear what business people have to say. We had a business luncheon yesterday, my local Birmingham Business Association isn't mine, but I belong, and we were talking about how this thing has impacted our businesses. And what there is that we can do about it. I'm not talking about the COVID. I'm talking about the black thing and how that's affecting business, because it is. Not only here, but everywhere. It's
what
a
do you
very.
Mean the black thing. What does that
mean? The whole business about the racial tension and the results. People are afraid to go out. That's, I had a conversation with my doctor yesterday because I was going to go to California to do a couple things this weekend and first of next week. And she talked me out of coming. And she said to me something that I, Jennifer would be very interested in. She's a doctor, lives in L.A., lived in L.A. all of her life. And she said, I wouldn't come to L.A. right now because it's too upset.
It is.
And I thought about
it's
that
bad.
For a minute.
I mean, if you're hearing me get emotional about this stuff, it's because it's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah. And I don't want to get into that. I mean, I want to, there's nothing I want to do more than go see my children and my grandson. But I don't want to get, I don't want to walk down the 3rd Street Promenade and see the mess that's there. I just don't, it's too, it's like, I don't want it to do that. I don't want to help hurt my head that way. I just don't. I don't want to see. I get it. I talk about it with you people every day. And
you
many people, who
you
listen
people?
To me. Well, yeah, I mean, you people
just
as a collective.
You just called us you people.
I called you
well,
and everybody else
who listens.
Well,
he also said it's the black thing that he thought.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, just, what is
I
going
mean,
on?
I mean, but that's the other thing. Do we have to watch every word that we say? That's
no,
the
but
other,
we can have we
police.
Can have a little fun because we all love each other here.
Yeah.
And we need to lighten it up because it is a very tense moment in cities across the country, and it's tough. And it's tough to see the destruction, and it's tough to see the leadership call your police force killers. It's tough. It's really, it's a hard time.
United Airlines is going to require passengers to affirm that they're healthy. What are they going to do? Take an oath on a Bible? I say I'm healthy. How that? What is that to get them off the hook? What's United afraid of?
That's a good question. It might be. Maybe they will say, "Well, they, Mr. Jones well, told us that he was healthy."
Another thing the doctor said is that she can't imagine, knowing me and my health consciousness, that I would expose myself to 8 hours in an airplane. And that also gave me, you know, I have great respect for her. She's my new primary care person, and she's very matter of fact. And, you know, no, that's why I like her, because there's no, it's like, okay, this is it, pal, you better do this. And she said, I wouldn't put myself on a plane, and I wouldn't come to L.A. So, but I'm talking to my children every day, so they're kind of in it, and they're used to it, but I'm talking to you every day, Jennifer, and, you know, I get a different sense. They've been sort of cloistered. Excuse me. You have not. Megan and Brendan have pretty much stayed home. Megan's been at home teaching, and, you know, they get out, they go to the park a little with Miles, but they don't get out like you're getting out. And so I think that there's a there's something to be said for just kind of keeping it cool and staying out of places where there's tension this summer. If you want to enjoy your summer vacation, don't go to places where there's upheaval, and there are probably fewer places in the country that are more chaotic than Los Angeles. And I love being there. I would never want to live there all the time, but I do love Los Angeles. I love the energy of the city, but I can see where I would be. I'd spend 2 or 3 days there and come home really upset, which I don't want to do. 21 after the hour.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Moldy, oldy, goody, goldy, rusty rack of wrinkled records time on the DJV program Thursday and Throwback Thursday, something that was conceptualized by Victoria when she didn't really know that much about me when she first started working on the program. So I threw her a line. Yeah, let's do that. Any good ideas you have? So what we do here in this portion, the musical portion of this hour every Thursday, is reflect back on the top five songs from a particular week in pop music history. This week we go to 1975 for the top five songs, and number five belongs to Chicago. Of all their hits, this is my least favorite, Old Days. So let's keep moving. This is the number four song this week in 75, Fabulous. There is not a song around that I can think of that I love to hear because it makes me feel so good. Even though it's called Bad Time. This is the Grand Funk Railroad. I don't know, did you know they were called the Grand Funk Railroad, Victoria?
They originally think so.
Yeah. Like, Chicago was originally called Chicago Transit Authority, and the Chicago Transit Authority sued them. So they changed their name. To Chicago.
Interesting,
the same thing, there was a Grand Funk Railroad. And the Grand Funk Railroad sued them, so they changed their name to Grand Funk. And that's when this song became a fabulously big hit. It did go all the way to number one. Bad Time, number four. Crank it up, Phil. We've all been there. If there is such a thing as a good time or a bad time to be in love. So that's Grand Funk at number four. Here's another great pop song from the 70s. Group's called Ace. How long has this been going on? This is another goose bumper for me. How long has this been going on? Crank this puppy up, Phil, please. Well, friends with the fancy, I love these lyrics, Peter.
Like this.
Don't you?
No.
How come?
Because it's just, this is the kind of 70s stuff that I don't like.
Oh,
I like the
stuff.
Funk. I don't like this kind of stuff.
This is great stuff. All right, so I don't want to prolong your agony. So let's
Thank
get
you.
To number two. This became one of the most typical 70s, 80s bands, and the song still holds up today. America's sister, Golden Ear, was number two this week in 1975. All right, another cranker upper.
I like this one.
It's a good song. Will you ask me? Will you meet me in the end? Will you love me just
like, I like this sound because it's kind of like the Eagles and Jackson Brown, and it's vibe.
Yep.
That's what I like from the 70s, besides some funk.
All right, so here's another one of my favorite songs from a guy that had... Really, that's not the right version. Where's that come? Where'd that come from?
I have no idea, Phil.
John Denver, as we get the suspense up, number one this week with a song that really, he was really well on his way to being a big pop idol. But this sent him over the top. Thank God. Country boy. John Denver, number one this week in 1975. Here we go. Enjoy this. John Duesenberger. What?
Where was he from?
Yeah, he was from Denver.
He was.
Yep. John Duesenberger was his real name. That didn't work, so he changed his name to the city where he lived.
Where I don't think of Denver as being a country boy, but okay.
No, he was. He managed to be a sort of a singer spokesperson for lots of people in the country at that time. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee listened to a powerful plea for reform from the brother of George Floyd.
His life mattered.
Philonis Floyd tearfully told lawmakers that his family cries every day and asks why his brother had to die. He said lawmakers have the chance to do something right.
People of all backgrounds, genders, and races have come together to demand change. Honor them. Honor George.
He told the committee, it's 2020 and enough is enough. It was a big step announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There may be a break in a missing persons case involving a well-known apocalyptic author. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Prosecutors and family members identified human remains found at an Idaho home where a man was arrested on Tuesday as two children who've been missing since September. The remains of Tylee Ryan, 17, and Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, were identified after investigators with warrants searched the Rexburg, Idaho property of their stepfather, apocalyptic doomsday author Chad Daybell. Daybell was charged and is being held on $1 million bail with two counts of felony destruction and concealment of evidence. Daybell's wife, the children's mother, Lori Vallow, has been held on a $1 million bail since her arrest in March. She was charged with child abandonment and obstruction of justice.
The internet is buzzing about photos of a massive beehive in Tennessee. Crews had to remove around 40,000 bees from the hive in the historic home, and the hive is believed to have been there for over 50 years. Crews used a heat map to spot the bees, and at first thought that they'd be removing only 8 feet of comb, but it turns out it was a 30-foot comb. All of the bees, including the queen, were safely taken to a local farm. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you trying to avoid the pain or mitigate the pain or move the pain out of your immediate local, the locus. Isn't that what they call it? Your the peripheral vision, that is what is in your immediate area of dominant influence. If you're experiencing pain, I was talking about going to Los Angeles and what I would experience if I went there, not from my children's point of view, but from my doctor's point of view. She said, why would you come and expose yourself to the mayhem that's here? Nothing's working right. How many more cities are like that? I guess I would wonder. I've been sort of here in Framingham and haven't gone anywhere. I've worked and do my radio work and I do my farm work, and my life seems actually fairly normal, with the exception of me wearing a mask pretty much all the time when I'm in public and around people, and requiring people on my farm when they come to visit to do the same thing and have personal distancing. I don't feel it like so many other people are feeling it, Victoria. It's mm-hmm. not something that's in my wheelhouse. It's difficult to imagine that things, I guess, is it out of hand, out of control? I don't know what the right phrase is that describes what's going on, but always upset ends up creating something that's good. And then, again, go back to the American Revolution. That was the last time the planets were in the same cycle and position in the heavens as they are now, was when we had the American Revolution. So look at what good came out of that. Like, you know, there are a lot of people who think America is a horrible place. People who live here who didn't know or don't know what it's like to live somewhere else. If you haven't traveled much, then you don't appreciate what we have here. I think that's part of it. Do we have is this perfection? God, no. Far from it. But, you know, I think we have to be vigilant. And more it seems like there are things being thrown at us. Maybe this is a generational thing. I remember my father talking about how the world was going to hell when he was my age.
Hell in a handbasket? I still have no idea what a handbasket is.
A handbasket?
Yeah, the saying, hell in a handbasket.
Oh, I don't know. It's like one of those things that you can't explain. Yeah, it's going to hell. It's like when hell... there are a lot of expressions that probably used in exchange for vulgarities, I'm going to guess, to a certain extent. So anyway, it just is there's a lot of stuff. It's tough to absorb. Be open-minded to things that other people say, even if you don't agree. I think that's one of the great lessons here. We're not getting a lot of that. We're getting a lot of people shouting down. We've had that for a long time, though. People who don't agree shouting down others. That's very un-American. Very un-American. How dare you tell me what to say and what to think? You may disagree with me, but to tell me not to, no. That's not America. It's not at all America. Couple of items from the food department. Interesting that Starbucks, that has been closed, right, for 3 months, mostly 3 months. Most of the Starbuckses not been. Is that the plural of Starbucks? Starbuckses?
I don't know. I think it's just Starbucks. But right. Yeah, so Starbucks has taken a huge, huge hit during this pandemic. They have lost $3.2 billion in sales this quarter alone. They reported an operating income that will decline by $2.2 billion in this period as well. So now what they're doing is they're looking to change up the store format to stimulate some more demand. And this comes from, this is a financial report that came from the Bloomberg report. And they said that unfortunately, the numbers are a lot worse than what they called the street was expecting. Mm-hmm. And so people expected some sort of a big snapback and in some cases, businesses have snapped back. And it just depends on which ones, you know, that you're talking about. But they say that the restaurant industry has really been hit extra hard.
We know
I think a lot of people, we knew that, but I think a lot of people also thought, myself included, that restaurants would snap back very quickly.
But it's not. Starbucks isn't a restaurant. It's a service organization, but they don't have locations.
Well, it's in the restaurant category.
Yeah, so you can't do like Dunkin' and drive around the building and put your order in and get it.
Well,
they don't have that setup.
Some do. They do.
Really? I didn't know Starbucks.
Yeah, there are a bunch of drive-up Starbucks. But what Starbucks did, they closed in basically because their employees started getting sick, and so they closed a lot of stores and just didn't even offer, like, curbside. There are a couple Starbucks around me here at the Jersey Shore, and they just were completely closed.
So how did Dunkin' Donuts avoid that when Starbucks couldn't?
Well, They just kept moving forward. They kept their drive-thrus open. They kept there's a walk-up window to the Dunkin' that's a mile away from me that has a line around the block. So Dunkin', I think, just did it in a better way. The other problem is Starbucks is also, like, what, 5, 6, 7 times more expensive than Dunkin' Donuts?
Yep, very expensive.
And so if people are used to having a coffee fix, if you're a Starbucks fan, most people started making coffee at home. I mean, for me personally, I was not a big coffee drinker. I do love coffee every once in a while, but I bought an espresso machine, so I just make my coffee at home now. I have no reason to ever go back to Starbucks, and a lot of people are finding that their habits changed, and so that happened. But Dunkin' is cheap enough, and they're smart enough in their pricing that people were, for the most part, able to keep that coffee habit.
Literally, there is a Dunkin' Donuts. There is no territorialism. When you buy a franchise from Dunkin' Donuts, they have the right to operate a franchise across the street from you. It's that.
Yeah, and Starbucks is strict.
Yeah. So if you go up and down the street, at least in my neck of the woods here in Massachusetts, literally you can find a Dunkin' Donuts on almost every corner of a major portion of any community. They are everywhere, and they are profitable.
Yep.
People go in, they're served fast. They get out. The stuff, I'm told, is pretty good. They have breakfast meals pretty much all day long. I don't know what pretty good means, but I know a lot of people who go in there, if they're looking for something fast, they get something to eat and they have one of those really sugary drinks that they have.
Well, they've expanded their food menu to be more inclusive. So,
like, what does that mean? What do they have?
Well, they have the plant-based sausage. So if you want, you know, fake meat sausage, it's the Beyond.
You taste it? How does it taste?
I don't like sausage, so I didn't try it. It's the Beyond Meat, that same company that makes the, you know, the
Whoppers. Yeah.
That's actually Impossible. Impossible is Burger King. Yeah, and Beyond is at Dunkin' and other places. Okay. So they have some vegan offerings. They have vegetarian offerings. They have, if you don't want a sandwich, if you don't want all of, like, the carbs, they have scrambled bowls now. So, like, I think they've done a really good job of keeping up with what's trendy. Matcha is huge. You can get a matcha latte at Dunkin' Donuts. Now, it's not the same as if you get it at Starbucks, but still, it's a lower end version of the same thing. So I think that Dunkin's just been smarter. And Starbucks kind of just has stayed in their own little wheelhouse, and now they have, so just to wrap up this story about Starbucks, they are going to change the concept of the inside of the stores. So now they're going to call them the pickup store concept. So it's going to be more like Dunkin' Donuts, where there maybe is a table or two, but people don't really hang out in Dunkin' Donuts. They really get their stuff to go, and that's going to be how Starbucks is going to be. Now, if you think about it, Starbucks's main appeal since its inception really was that it was that coffee house culture. They wanted you to sit there with your laptop and write the next great American novel or work from Starbucks, free Wi-Fi and things like that. No one's doing that. When is the next time that anyone can conceivably think about sitting in a Starbucks for 6 hours at a time? You're not supposed to stay anywhere more than 10 or 15 minutes if you're around other people. So the whole concept of Starbucks in terms of their restaurants is really just obsolete. And so now they're going to have these 300 new stores that they're going to revamp into the pickup store. They're also closing 400 stores over the next 18 months.
Yeah, but what's so marvelous, the guy George, whoever it was that founded Starbucks, was a genius when it came to promotion, because that's all this is. He made it seem like you were getting something special when you went into Starbucks. That was the aura that he created in the store itself, around the advertising, what people had to say. If you're drinking Starbucks, you must be somebody special. You know,
right.
That kind of stuff.
Well, the branding,
it's the same crap you can get everywhere else. Yeah.
The branding of it is genius. It's that they've never changed the color scheme. It's very attractive. It's clean, you know, clean with the green and the black on the white. They've never deviated from that. And it has, and every Starbucks looks the same but slightly different, so they have a little bit of character. I think the branding of it has been just absolute genius. But now they've got to adapt very quickly to people's changing habits.
Today is National Iced Tea Day. Get a lot of that at Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts as well. Tea's been around forever. Iced tea, though, didn't come on the scene to win over our hearts here until 1904. In that year, if you went to the St. Louis World's Fair, you were greeted by the humid, you know, what's like, and you don't know what humidity is till you've spent some time in the Midwest, especially around St. Louis. My mother came from Southern Illinois, and it's like a drenching every moment of the day when you go out into that hot, hot, humid weather. So Tea Plantation, the owner and the merchant Richard Blykden, was president at the fair, took advantage of the situation by selling chilled tea instead of hot tea. Yep, it was a big cold refreshment, took on a whole new, you know, it was a whole new thing. And yet all it was ice. It is some little thing like that. And wow, look at how it took off. The rest, as they say, is history. So National Iced Tea Day today. Other items from the food bank. Domino's Pizza is sharing information to help you microwave the pizza that you pick up from them, whether it's, I call it used pizza, whether it's, or secondhand pizza, whether it's the cold pizza that you reheat, that kind of stuff, or even they're advising to do this for a full entire pizza pie, right?
Well, in the oven, yes.
Yeah.
If you're just reheating slices, it's in the microwave. But, yeah, so the whole pie is in the oven, not the microwave.
No. Oh, I thought it was in the – I thought the whole thing was – what do they do, though? What do they ask you? Don't they ask you to do something Or is it just this is how?
If this is on the blog. If you want to reheat pizza from Domino's, whether you've had it in the fridge or it got delivered and it was cold or whatever, if you're going to reheat it in the microwave, they suggest putting the slice in the microwave with a half a cup of water separate, you know, sitting in the microwave as well to draw the moisture away from the pizza, so you're not left with a soggy sponge. But if you're going to reheat a whole pie, then that you do that in the oven.
In the oven. All right. I'm going to go spend a minute on one of my favorite, I don't know if it's favorite, but what I think is our most important thinking about food in general, and the question that I present all the time as to whether or not there'll be enough food going forward, whether it's tomorrow, 6 months from now, a year from now. I've been saying on the air the way things are going in 50 years, no longer will, it's not going to just be that we won't be the breadbasket of the world. We're going to be able to feed ourselves. Well, we've fast-forwarded that to right now. We can't feed ourselves. We can't. We've become dependent on beef and food from all sectors that are coming into our country willy-nilly because a lot of the workers called in sick because they had COVID or because we can't, the supply chain has been disrupted. Farmers are going bankrupt. It's just a crazy time trying to figure out how the way we've been used to feeding ourselves is going to change. And it is. It's already changed. For the better, for some family farmers, actually. But the entire food supply chain that we have in our country is under attack, like so many other things that we were used to. We just used to. We could do it this way. It was easy. And now you go into the store and you don't see stuff. I was in the grocery store yesterday, and a lot of the things are still empty. And you know, a lot of different categories as well. So unless this gets stabilized pretty quickly, wait till this winter comes around. You think stuff is expensive now. Woo! Wait till the reality sets in of what we can't grow, what we can't sell, what we can't, you know, our habits, our customer habits are changing. A lot of people... the locavores, they've known for a long time the best food is on the farm, and now more and more people are taking advantage of or looking for and then taking advantage of the local farms. So I guess that's it's a good thing. But I think you see a huge, huge change in how food is served and where we get it and how we get it in the next year or two. Here and now, let me fast forward or move your thoughts to eating too much of the good food. And allowing yourself to put a little bit on here, a little bit there, a little pudge down there. So if your weight is a problem, you want to get it back to the optimum, may I suggest you go to toploss.com, read all the reviews about Calitrin, which is the weight loss formula around the world that's most successful, that doesn't have any stimulants and drugs in it. It is around the world. And it has a lot of different benefits. There's a lot of health benefits. Besides losing inches and pounds, helps to support more restful sleep, it gives you more energy, better digestion, good for your skin. All the ingredients are great for all kinds of things. So an 86% success rate, they brag about that on the 90-day plus program. Weight loss goals have been met for several decades using Calitrin. Shop now at toploss.com. Will you please? Toploss.com is the website. You get the BOGO deal. Buy three, get three free, or buy as many as you want and get the equal number free. That's the early summer special. They're holding on to that. And there's the savings using the DJV code because you don't have to pay for shipping as well. All kinds of good reasons, great reasons, important reasons for you to get healthy. Go to toploss.com, get on the Calitrin program, lose that weight, and keep it off. It's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
But then, I kind of always like this. All right, Chuck Curry is here. This. What is this, Chucker? What are we playing?
Oh, come on, Doug. It's the theme to E.T.
I know it is.
Which was released today in movie theaters 1982. Believe it or not, this movie was shot. This tells you the cost of movies now and then. This movie was actually shot for only $10.5 million. Wow. Went on to make an absolute fortune worldwide, critically acclaimed. People were going back to theaters to see this movie multiple times. A great family movie, one of the big feel-good movies of all time. And I will say, five years ago, I did a birthday party for my daughter at the theater, and they invited a lot of kids in their school to see this film. And during the resurrection scene, when E.T. comes back to life, every one of those kids stood up and applauded, and I mean, it was a great moment. It's a great film, in my opinion.
All right, so now speaking of opinions, we mix fact and opinion here on the DJV program. The folks at HBO Max have pulled Gone with the Wind because of its depictions of black life or whatever was going on down there.
Well, slavery.
It was all about slavery. It was all.
But the interesting thing is the guy who directed 12 Years a Slave, I forget his name, Chuck Ridley. Might know.
Stephen McQueen.
Yeah, and he is the one who apparently went to HBO Max and requested that they pull Gone with the Wind. So
Let's talk about this openly. What does it do by pulling it off?
Nothing.
Ridiculous. What does it do?
It does not. It's a political.
I don't think it does anything.
Rollover. It doesn't do anything.
Either.
Well,
but here's the interesting point. I also read yesterday after they pulled it, right? Sales of Gone with the Wind on DVD and Blu-ray via Amazon
shot up.
Uh, sold out. I mean, they sold out almost every Blu-ray and DVD.
Why are people so silly?
Very interesting.
Why do they think they can?
A political statement.
I know, but they think they can
then
manage people's thinking, and I guess maybe they can to a certain extent. Some people will say, "Yeah, that's a good idea. Pull that damn movie."
Listen, I just want to say this. Obviously, this is a really interesting point in history. There's a lot of discussion to be had, a lot of questions to be asked. I'm 100% on board with that. But pulling Gone with the Wind from HBO Max is not really has
infantile
significant.
It's infantile
discussion.
Infantile. It's the power of pressure from those who have the ability to exert pressure and force in that business. Now, if you want to watch it, go watch it. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. That's it. You can.
Here's
I mean, that's for everything.
They say this is temporarily a poll, but will they come? Will they put it?
How do you define that?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't
said. You know, is this for a few months? Is this, you know, will they put it back on it? Will you see it aired on TNT?
If they don't want people watching it, people watching it, the fastest way to make people want to watch it is by pulling it. Honestly,
yeah. Your mother said, don't touch that.
Right.
So you touch it. Yeah.
Well, that's why everyone's buying it on DVD now. So
yeah,
it makes no sense.
People haven't seen it.
If they hadn't done that, would any of us be talking about Gone with the Wind?
No, not at all.
Right.
Okay, now, next. How about actors and actresses who are talking, white actors and actresses who are giving other people advice on what they ought to be doing right now with regard to the attacks by the police, on the police? Do people pay more attention to Matthew McConaughey, let's say, saying something about this stuff than they might you or me? Or their next-door neighbor? Does that make a difference? All these people are lining up to be heard. And I just wonder what impact it has, if any.
I think it has a huge impact on social media, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how interesting they're. I guess it depends on how. I guess certain people have a very high profile. I guess, listen, if somebody like Oprah, you know, gives an opinion, I think that does have certain weight. I do believe that, yeah.
I think it's how credible is that actor. I'm tired of people saying, oh, you're just an actor. You should sit down and shut up. Well, then people can say that about anybody. No, not you, Chuck.
Right,
I'm just saying online.
I agree with that. I think, listen, if you have a platform and you want to give an opinion, I'm completely fine with that.
But but what makes an actor's opinion less valid than a doctor or someone else about a social topic? You know, they could say, oh, well, you're just a radio host, so sit down and shut up. It makes no sense for people who always do that.
And you know, when you tell me to sit down and shut up, I stand up and make a lot of noise. Just that's the way it is down here on the farm. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He'll always stand up and be heard, which is a good thing. He's the man for movie moments here on the DJV program.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.